episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
This is Klaus Schwab. Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
You can't handle the truth.
We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
I'm so drunk, fuck, tonight. Open up to your bum.
A lot of my opinions would make me seem like a lunatic.
Absolute wanker. You blockheaded bastard.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick.
Looks like a dick going towards an asshole to me.
I'm making fun of you.
Fellas, that you're so funny. The temporary ways, they're driving me crazy. So I'm taking your back.
Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
Hello, this is the Truthmeets Community Radio Station with Rick and Roro. This is their 67th episode. And apparently it is the 7th of February, 2026. So over to our hosts, Rick and Roro.
Thank you very much, Ev, Ben, whatever your name. Good to see that Roro shut up and let you come and introduce, because he was standing there with his, he's a funny little old fella. He was standing there waiting to come on last week, but someone was, came in straight away, and we had a very what would you call it, a very excitable host, the producer with the Medusa. He'd had a few
did you have a good time? He had a shandy or two, didn't he? And, him singing along to Suddenly Every Part of Me.
A lot of effort
to know every part of you.
Oh god, the worst song ever written in history.
Belichick karaoke cracks me up. It really does. It's just so much
apparently our one and only human listener thought it was hilarious. So that's all that counts.
Oh, well, you've got a frog. I saw you had a frog in your backyard.
Oh, that's our new audience member. That's Kermit.
Hi, Kermit the Frog here.
I haven't seen a green frog for years.
Oh, my
God. I used to live up at Madawi, and there were huge green frogs all over the place. But yeah, I think they're because Madawi's exploded, you know, the all the housing and
apparently the kookaburras eat them.
And snakes.
Yeah, and snakes. But I've got heaps of them here because I've got some water out. You got to leave water out. So I advise you to get a big, you know, next time you look, you see some big plastic container and just stick it in the corner of your garden and fill it up and stick some plants in it, some water plants, and you'll get them. They'll come. And that means and Rollo, that means we can get our audience up from my cat, your dog, two to three lizards, now a frog and the spider. But you're listening to
Rick and Rollo 67. Oh, 67.
You've reached another top of hour on Truthmeets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Rick and Rollo on the 7th of February, 2026. 67, can you really believe it? Yes, you can. Rollo, tell us about your week. How was your week?
Not too bad. I did a couple of walks down to the village, got some vodka and Matsigis, and but the
essentials.
The essentials. Watch. The unusual thing is, like, someone must be doing golf practice, or I don't know. I just took Rosie out, and there's a golf ball in my backyard. No, I wasn't doing product placement or anything. I posted the picture. What the hell is there a golf ball in my backyard? And I went and checked your penthouse, you know, when you stayed here, or the presidential suite to see if there was any.
Penthouse is meant to be in the top area, like the topper of the thing. This was the basement. This was the basement of your garage.
That's what I call it. But you have a toilet in there and a shower and a kitchen. You have a kitchen in there for yourself and a fridge.
Had a blow up mattress. I'll say that.
There was no bed in there. Brand new. Christy did that especially for you. She went and bought that from TK Maxx. She went to TK Maxx and got that especially for you.
Can I just say, I did have an unbelievably comfortable sleep, but that was the first time I'd had any alcohol for 2 weeks. So that probably helped me sleep. Is that your week? So you've had a golf ball?
You could have slept head to toe with Velo in that room, the other room.
No, we don't do things like that.
I thought, we all should sleep in a separate area. I would have been happy to sleep on the couch with Joel, six foot two or three or whatever. I know, he's huge. But I would have slept on the couch and you could have slept in my bed. That wouldn't have been a problem.
That would have been much more polite as a guest. Mm. When I have guests at my house, I'll let them, if they want to stay here, I always give them my bed and I go and stay in one. And even though my kids' rooms are really nice and they got much more comfortable, newer beds than me.
Christy went up there the other week and I went, and she would have dropped me at your place. What's it? Blackistan or whatever you call it.
Kundabung.
But you were doing overtime in Sydney or something, unfortunately.
I was working here. I've already explained on the last show, but I was working.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah. We worked all weekend, which was, it was fantastic. I need the money. Let me just tell you now. Anyway, Rollo, we all
need the money. We all need the money. Show me the money.
I work hard and drive to fucking Sydney.
You work hard for the money.
Oh, yeah, man. And yet, who gives money to Joel? Who's the one that donates money to Joel? Me or you?
You do. Nothing. You gave $666 or something.
Over a year. How much would it be? Not that much, but I probably have given. I would have easily given them $600 by now. You're going to give them $600. That's what you're going to do.
When we do the Bilderberger in Lithgow, and apparently there's a Airbnb across the road or something.
We'll find somewhere nice and comfortable.
Joel's already sorted it out. So
he obviously doesn't want you in his house.
Airbnb. We'll pay for it.
Well, of course we're going.
You can even come with us because Chrissy's keen to go down to Lithgow.
I'll stay at Joel's house and you and Christy can stay.
Stay at an Airbnb. Yeah, it sounds good to me.
And I'll sleep with Joel's cat.
Joel was so funny last weekend. Can you imagine the only time someone comes on and is drunker than us and he's still producing like up a storm. All the songs we want, all the sound effects we want.
Fucking door just keeps bouncing and shutting. Yeah, no, it was good. It was good, Joel. But I'm such a control freak. Like, I always want
you are. I think so. I think. Yeah, I'm a perfectionist. Yeah, what was that? what was the first song he played? And he said he did lower the audio, and that's where I knew to come in.
Yeah, no, but what
did
was
hear the audio?
Rollo, the person that was meant to come in was Ken, to introduce the show.
Oh, is that what it was?
Not yet.
Oh, I didn't know. I can do Ken as a, can I?
Yeah, not bad.
Is that Kevin?
Yeah, well, Kevin the Frog.
Hello. When I saw that frog in your yard, I mean, I thought of Jordan Peterson straight away as Kevin the Frog. Jordan Peterson, we've got Jordan Peterson to listen to Rick and Rollo.
I'm a solution.
Between that and Bill Gates, who sounds like a frog as well. So, I'll talk about my week. How was my week?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm now very lonely in my empty house because my...
Norbert's gone, and so Enid
flew back this week. All my three children are going to Laneway Festival tomorrow, and the winner is Sydney.
What's Laneway?
It's a massive concert. I think it started in Newtown. I do remember because I spoke to a mate of mine. He goes, don't you remember me and you going to the Laneway back in... used to be in Newtown, Erskineville, and the cool suburbs, Chippendale, back in the day. And it was like they just used to put little concerts on everywhere, and food, and young people go, or the hip people go. Well, now it's massive, and it's at the Showgrounds, which has now been moved out to Homebush. And it's now. Let me just say this again.
That's right. I used to live there. Yeah.
Okay. Well. Last year, all three of my kids went to it this time last year. And I said, I'm a hip dad. So who's playing, kids? I'll know. And they ran off the list. And I went, I've never heard of any of them. And I thought, this is good. There's a generation, finally a generation gap. Because the 60-year-old father didn't know a single person. But
Are they doing it at home? This is where the Olympics were in 2000.
It's massive. It's on tomorrow from 12 till 10 p.m.
So Laneway is what, dance clubs and dance?
It's just live little concerts everywhere. And last year, and the guy that everyone knew and everyone wanted to see was the actor that plays a character on Stranger Things, the kind of semi-jock type big brother or one of the cast members. And he's huge, and he's
singing. Billie Eilish
Billie Eilish did play at Laneway two years ago. So
did you see what she said at the Grammys? It said, you know, illegal lands and that. She lives in a goddamn, like, you know, where Prince lived in a, it's not gated community because they were taking the piss out of it during the week because of what she said. And apparently her land is on, it's Indian. Indian land. It's called virtue signaling, you know.
Who's the worst though, Rollo? And she was there at the Grammys last week or the Emmys? A Grammy. Amel and the Sniffers. Yes, because we used to play them non-stop when they were nobodies.
Oh, yeah, some musts can't be muzzled.
And if she just stuck to that and that little pair of shorts and her tits, you know, wobbling away, fantastic. But no, she opens her mouth and she goes on about climate change,
It was like when fucking Joaquin Phoenix, I loved it. He accepted his Academy Award for Best Actor.
The speech he gave,
I wanted to vomit on him. You know, Basil Fawlty style.
Vegan promotion, all climate change. Because I said on the last Be Told show, these people are fucking history. The rock stars. They're plummeting. The stars are falling from the sky because they are history. People have woken up. And I love all the comments, you know, like when, you know, the Hoodoo Gurus, we talked about it, you were too drunk.
Dave Faulkner
came out and said, I wouldn't piss on that silly red-headed politician, Pauline Hanson, if she was on fire. And all of a sudden, did he realize that he's in his mid-60s and everyone else out there has woken up that we're being fucking shat on up on high by politicians and people like that. And Pauline Hanson, despite the fact being a made-up character, and she is, yeah, she
was a bit – I thought she was a bit crooked to start with. Do you remember John Pasquale?
Pasquale, yeah, I know.
She seemed like because everyone was against her at the time, but I'm for One Nation now. Even that Pauline Pantsdown, you know, I don't like it when you turn my words about, you know, see the amount of effort that, or the, I'm a backdoor man, which I'm, will you let me go out with backdoor man tonight?
No, not at all. Cause I'm telling you, I cannot stand that Pauline Pantsdown was just this fucking piece of shit that came out and just.
Well, we played it. If anyone's listening, we played it on Rick and Roller 66. We played the,
a bit of it.
What was I don't like it. Yeah. But like you see how much effort it is to, make a sound like he does. And that's the guy that actually dresses up as Pauline.
Yeah. Nobody, no talent.
What are you talking about? No talent.
He sits there
and cuts the bloody. There is a lot of work in that. And to get her to say San Francisco, he did it.
No, he was just the character. There was a producer behind it, guaranteed.
He's the dude. Trust me, he's the dude. And it took him 5 hours just to make her say San Francisco, clearly, because he didn't have her saying, if she said San Francisco, he wouldn't have had to done the work. But, you know, I like dance. And I like the disco, and take my heart to San Francisco. That was 20 years ago. Mm. 20 years ago, yeah. It was.
Let's not glorify talent as fuck with. Guess
what I watched during the week? I watched Westworld, and
the TV show.
No, the 1973 Richard Benjamin and Yul Brynner.
Who else was in it?
It was James Brolin.
Yep,
James Brolin was his mate.
I'm telling him, listen, I'll say this again, and I met him on Heart to Heart, and I was impressed. Yeah, because he was there. I liked him because, and I've already said this before in a previous Rick and Roller, repeating ourselves as usual.
But this is a nostalgia hour, so we can do that.
Yeah. Okay. So why I was impressed, you know, because I grew up with, Robert Wagner and, Stephanie Powers on TV. But what I was impressed at meeting, big, very tall James Brolin going out with Barbara Streisand. He was in The Amityville Horror, which I love that I had the book and I was into that thing. Fabricated story. But he was also in Capricorn 1.
I love that movie.
So the Brolins are made to be people, big stars. Yeah. And Josh now stars in that. Me and Yul, one of our favourite movies,
No Country for Old Men. You were saying before, I watched, what did I watch? Best in Show. And Christopher Guest, you were saying that he's like royalty or something.
He's a third baron or something or other. And he's dual UK, USA citizen. And he actually is Baron Christopher Guest.
Yeah, I watched Best in Show last night. And not only was, Catherine O'Hara, the late Catherine O'Hara, the movie was done in such a way. It was basically, Spinal Tap with dogs, and the dogs were just as much an actor.
Rollo, It is Spinal Tap. It is the same guys from Spinal Tap. Every one of them, isn't it?
Yeah, but Rob Reiner did Spinal Tap. This is Chris Tap,
I'll say this again. Said it before. Christopher Guest came out with Waiting for Guffman in about 1995 or six. 1995.
I haven't seen it, but I'm looking forward to it.
It's a mockumentary about amateur theatre, and it is one of the funniest movies ever. I can just watch it again and again because Corky St. Clair, like, I hate your ass face. You know, he plays over the top homosexual director. It's all full of double entendres and his character. And as people were saying in the comments, when Christopher Guest takes over a character, he's not acting. He actually is just, and I suggest that whole troupe, and that's T-R-O-U-P-E of actors, they're doing a lot of ad-lib stuff that it's not scripted. They just said, this is your character, say stuff. And then they put it together. They did, Guffman. And the one that you, and I said, you've got to watch Best in Show.
Best in Show. It said in the credits, Christopher Guest. And I went, where the hell was he? And then I had to look it up. And it turns out, I thought he just sort of, you know, a tiny little cameo. He's the ginger one. Yeah, with the bloodhound on his own in the camper van. And that bloodhound was.
All the dogs.
Beautiful. They really nailed the ending of that movie. You know, it's a movie when the lesbians
you know, suddenly start pashing each other. You know, there's
it's hilarious.
You know, my favorite thing though was when. Particularly Peter Castaldi, who used to be the Triple J ABC movie reviewer, obviously, possibly either a shirtlifter or a pillow biter, one of the two.
Yeah.
But
I remember when Lozzie said that about the Castle Grizzly?
He was going. This movie is abhorrent, and the portrayal of the gay character by Christopher Guest. Is pathetic, you know, and because if you watch even Best in Show, they have the two gay characters, which is the blonde guy from the old guy is the blonde guy, the lead singer from Spinal Tap, forget his name, and the other tall guy that they played over the top homosexual characters.
And it's so funny when
he goes into the, he goes past that delicatessen, he says. About that big, there's a huge salami. He goes, I don't want to eat it. I just want to hold it.
We were trying to work out where we've seen that guy before. You know, the guy that you were talking about, not Guess, but he was in the Brady Bunch movie, and he was the bad guy in the Brady Bunch movie, And we're going, I've seen that guy before. And of course,
character actors. There's the very good looking female girl.
I looked it up. Basically, they have a story structure. So this is where the story's going to go. Improvisation is what they rely upon. So they've got, it's basically like a treatment. A story and a treatment, and they say to all, because they all get along together, Catherine O'Hara and Eugene
Saturday Night Live, etc. They're all old friends.
Have you ever seen Schitt's Creek?
No.
His name's Roland, by the way. The young son. Which is funny to me.
Schitt's Creek is with what's his name? The Jewish guy with the big eyebrows.
That's Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara.
For me, Eugene Levy. I mean, they're all funny, but Eugene Levy is the dentist that wants to be a singer in Waiting for Guffman. He steals that show. He's so funny. And then he does.
I love the bit. I love the bit. better intro. Oh, Rick and Roll, 67.
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going to truthmeets.com and clicking on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate.
To Truthmeets Community Radio Station, truthmeets.com, Rick and Roll, episode 67. Bye.
Thank you, Kev. Ken. Rick and Roller. And yeah, we'd go back to Best in Show.
He changes his name every week, doesn't he? It's Kev.
Okay, well, I just can't remember.
So, Best in Show, my favorite bit was when, Catherine O'Hara slips over and twists her knee, and he has to take the dog out on display. Yeah. And those two commentators, the funniest one, you know, one's British and one's the American. The American actor has passed away.
Has he?
We should do a rest in. He passed away.
So he is fucking hilarious.
Because he's been written in a way where he knows about like American football or something, but knows
he is ad-libbing. He's going off the top of his head, and he starts talking about movie. That is hilarious, and so I'm going to have to watch that movie again as well, Rollo, because I really did enjoy it. But
I watched it at Chrissy's. You know, on her big screen, and yes. Thanks to your recommendation, Susie, that recommended it for us. So we had a great, a nice curry last night. And what
did you make it? Did you make it?
No, I didn't have to do shit. We went and picked it up from a local curry house. So all I had to do was go and buy a case of beers. Yeah, a case of beers.
Fantastic.
What's in your hand tonight, by the way?
A better beer again. It's the most expensive beer that I normally will not pay more than $60 for a beer, but because it claims, and I totally believe it, zero alcohol. Not zero alcohol. 4.2 and 4.2. Zero calories, no sugar whatsoever. And apparently everyone orders it and it sells out everywhere. It's my favourite beer. But I've got lime in it. That was me chopping a lime up before. I don't care about making noise on podcasts. It does not worry me.
No, don't worry about that. No one listens to it anyway. Only the lizards and my dog.
One of my lizards complained apparently and sent an email saying that I make slurping noises every now and then. And I said, well, you make noises when you eat the flies in the property. And he just scuttled away, embarrassed. But I don't care. What's in my hand? What's in my hand, Rollo? What's on your hand?
Wait. Guess. Yeah.
El Mogulu.
Yeah, El Mogulu. But yeah, I want you to be a bit more precise.
Vodka, lime, and soda.
Vodka, lime, and soda, indeed. Here we go. I raise my glass to you and to...
And thank God, Rollo. Christopher Guest. What's the name of that? So that means a couple of the cast have died now.
Yeah, the extremely funny guy made me laugh commentating the American and the guy playing the Englishman who's actually an American. I looked it up. I should look up his name and we should do a rest in peace to him.
I'll tell you the links to Seinfeld. There's a massive link to Seinfeld. There's a couple of Seinfeld regulars on there. It's the manager of the dog show area that he's off Seinfeld. But I'm telling you, Rollo, you must. This is a command, a royal command. You've got to watch Waiting for Guffman. And I've watched that movie probably 10 to 15 times, maybe more. I own a copy of it. And
My brother and I, because my brother's, he actually is into theatre. And, so, and even Norbert has just written his own play and producing it in about a week and a half. And he's sitting there writing away, writing the script. You know, he is a talent, be told. But, I mean, all three of my children are talents, but Norbert, he is the creative one. But
okay, so I looked up ChatGPT. In the 2000 mockumentary Best in Show, the two main commentators for the Mayflower Dog Show are Trevor Beckwith, who is played by Jim Piddick, the knowledgeable British expert commentator. That's now, Buck Lachlan was Buck played Lachlan. By Fred Willard.
Fred Willard. The guy is just hilarious. And when you see Guffman, he plays the real estate agent that thinks, and who's everything that he does in this movie in Waiting for Guffman is hilarious. But you've got to watch Waiting for Guffman, and we've got to talk about it next week because I can just sit there and watch that movie. Every single character, except for there's that really good looking chick that somehow made it into the gang, who is actually too talented. She can tell she has to pretend not to be able to sing. She actually can sing. Read the cast of Western Show.
Let me just rest in peace, Fred Willard, who was born on the 18th of September, 1933. He died on the 15th May. He died on the 15th of May, 2020.
So he was born almost on my birthday. 86
years old. So rest in peace, Fred Willard, for making us laugh so much.
Another Virgo. Virgos are control freaks, and they are fucking good script writers and do good comedians. There's no doubt about that.
Mm.
I've given birth to two, not me personally, but
that was 2000, so maybe all those dogs are probably all dead now.
Oh, they, of course
they were in that. Yeah, so rest in peace to all those. And they were fantastic.
Read the cast, the rest of the cast of Best in Show.
Cool. Give me a sec. Let me just go back here.
I'm trying to remember the name of the female. She's young, but she's actually very, very talented. Right. And somehow she's in that gang. And she's not that funny, but she has to look really pretend not to, because she can sing and dance and act. She's actually a good actress.
All right.
What's her name?
She's
only young.
I've got the cast list coming up now. Here we go. Cast. Now we got Eugene Levy plays Gary Fleck. Catherine O'Hara plays Cookie Fleck.
Yep.
John Michael Higgins plays Scott Donlan.
Michael McKean.
They've all got names. Michael McKean plays Stephen Vanderhoof.
Michael McKean is the lead singer of Spinal Tap, the blonde. He's also
right. Michael McKean, he's the one. He's so, like I said before, he was in, he was the bad guy in the remake of The Brady Bunch.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Michael Hitchcock played Hamilton Swan. Parker Posey played Meg Swan.
That's her. Parker Posey. Now, Parker Posey, you can tell when she's pretending to be a hopeless, when she's auditioning for Guffman and the crew and waiting for Guffman, she's dumbing down her performance. But even when she dumbs it down, she's a really good singer and performer. And she's very good looking. And somehow she got in that crew and she became a mainstay of that gang. I don't know what they call themselves. They're not like Comic Strip Presents. You know what they... but you just have to call it Spinal
Tap. When a group of people get on really well together, they seem to want to work together again, again.
And that's
You've got Jennifer Coolidge. You've got Jane Lynch, Christopher Guest, Larry Miller, Linda...
Saturday Night Live. All mainstays of Saturday Night Live.
Jane Lynch, yeah, so Saturday Night Live. So Ed Begley Jr. Was in it, yeah. He was classic. And I swear it, I, you know, it gave me, I had tears I was laughing so hard.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to tell you that I shouldn't say it's funnier, but to me, Guffman is the most superior. I'm not a big, huge fan of Spinal Tap, to be honest.
I did look it up. It was them that doing, what is it, amateur theater or something? Is that what it is?
Writing Guffman. Yeah.
I'll watch it next Friday night.
Yeah.
And next Saturday night, I'll talk to you about
from the very first bits of it, when they're discussing where they're going to, the auditorium, where they're going to be playing and where they should situate the snipers after the last performance. Everything is just like, it's all tongue in cheek, but so funny. If you've got a good sense of humor, and I know, I'll tell you this, my father would have loved that movie, but he was sitting there with his fucking head. I was going to say hideous, but is the creature he married, who's got no sense of humor, and she's sitting there going, I mean, she sounds like an old parrot, you know.
That sound you made there sounds like the crows around here.
That's what she talks like. And he was going, oh, you know, it's not very funny. And I knew he would have, because he was part of amateur theater from when I grew up. He was always singing on stage and carrying on. My brother also got the same.
Isn't that what Norbert's looking to get into?
He is doing it, and he's actually he's just written a play, and they're performing it in the theatre in their building, which it's a bit for 30. I think I'm going to fly to Melbourne and go and watch it. Of course, I have to.
Can I come with you? I'll pay for the flight.
You should actually, because he is.
I'd love to go to Melbourne. I'd love to go to Melbourne again if I was with you.
And can we talk about Dan Carmichael Hunt? He is. Yeah. Currently, allegedly in hospital with a stroke. Now, I'm guaranteeing you now, this guy did not take a clot shot.
He's faking it.
Because when
they're about Gladys Berejiklian, where's she these days?
Who cares?
Sorry. Every time I think of COVID, I tense up.
Yeah, I know.
I hated that period of Australia where lockdowns and face masks and
What about England, where they, because I think England got it in some time, not all the time, but they cancelled Christmas in England and said that you can't have Christmas, it's too dangerous. And that was someone reminded me of that, and I went, yeah, they did too. They actually said that, you know, this year we can't have Christmas.
Do you see
this is like the Grinch on steroids.
Mm. Do you see during the week the Americans have put a Muslim terrorist? His name's Mamdani. He's the actual mayor of New York now. Yeah.
Can you believe it? Yeah.
And he hates Christians. He's a fucking Muslim. He's a terrorist. And, you know, after 9/11, you know,
well, let's just say this. There is no Muslims involved with 9/11.
It was that Halliburton guy. What was his name? Dick Cheney. Is he still with us is he dead?
No, he's dead.
He's a dead cunt? Good. Yep. Good luck. Yep. And what about George W? Is he still with us? That piece of shit.
Yeah, he'll be smiling and grinning away and actually probably talking. The guy is no idiot. He is
Someone should throw a shoe at him. Remember that?
That was another clue to the Masons. Once you see shoes, there's a thing about shoes that they have. I know it, but off the top of my head, I can't remember it.
And the shoe just went past his ear, like, you know, the bullet that hit
Donald
Trump. Yeah, the Donald Trump. I still love that guy a bit, even though America's as corrupt as shit. There's so much corruption over there, but I still, you go only in America, right? I'm just glad I don't have to live there.
What type of vodka did you go out and buy?
The Aldi special. Yeah, it's it all tastes the same once you mix it. Look, I could buy the most expensive, like Dan Aykroyd's. It comes in a glass that looks like a skull, and I bought it. Dan Aykroyd's, that's his company, and all the vodka tastes the same to me.
I'll tell you this. I spent 10 years with a woman, Russian woman back in the day, in between all the other relationships. And I got to drink a lot of vodka because when they have name days and, Russian Christmas, Russian Easter, Orthodox Christmas, Orthodox. You get to drink a lot of vodka and you drink it straight. They do not mix a vodka at all. That's all, you drink it straight. And I learned
I would immediately projectile vomit it out. It would be no use to me. I can't do that.
Well, no, you don't drink the.
What cigarette am I smoking right now?
Manchester's.
It's a Manchester. Yeah.
Manchester's actually an English brand, and you can buy those ones. You can crunch the end of it, and it turns into a two different flavors.
Right. A menthol. Menthol. Yeah. I've got one still waiting for Velocet. I haven't smoked it. So I'll take it down to.
He's got an illegal tobacco shop probably 3 minutes from his house. He doesn't need you to take one.
Do you know why people smoke menthols? This is what I reckon. So people don't bludge up.
That's true. And that
you
is know, true.
If you've got a smoke, it's a menthol.
It's a menthol.
Oh, shit. No.
If you're on Eckies, right?
Yeah.
Or MDMA or whatever.
Yeah.
Molly's, they call it in America. Menthol cigarettes taste fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Oh, yeah.
No, well, there you go.
Well, you should know.
I haven't done. The last illicit drug I did was probably crystal meth.
When?
With Josh, young Josh.
Okay.
You know him? Yeah. And that was back when I was, you know, I was so cranky. A few years ago, up at Floralia. Now I live here, and I'm so happy here because.
Have you been for a drive to see the old balcony?
No, I haven't. I should. I'm not sure I should go anywhere near that place.
You know, well, I'm still celebrating. There's been an outdoor party for the last 2 years since you moved.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. I wanted $1 million for it, but I only got $975.
Close enough.
Anyway, I fixed the roof.
No, but we should go around and see Wazza.
I'll tell you a story about that. That's pretty funny. I was walking down to the village to get my vodka and my ciggies, and I saw Wazza's truck. And it, because I live right next to Cardiff Station, and I felt like I should.
He's probably gone.
I can see a woman walking a dog right now off my balcony. See, this is a beautiful balcony. Look, all these kids walking their dogs.
Roller, I can't see anything, please.
I saw Wazza's truck, and I went, obviously he's parked in this spot to get on the train to go and do his, he does ballroom dancing. I like to dance. Yeah, yeah, that's one of his big things. That's the thing he likes to do.
You're listening to
Rick and Roll.
No matter what your age, you're listening to another conversation
or your affiliation
on truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Hello, it's Ken here.
Ken's here, Rollo. He's not down there. You can come out as Rollo.
Rick and Rollo 67 on the 7th of February 2026. And yeah, we're doing the nostalgia hour here on truthmeets.com. Thank you.
Did you actually get to see him or you just saw his truck?
No, I didn't. Because I'm so unfit, I was sweating like a bastard because it was like 40 degrees that day.
Oh yeah,
walking uphill. I felt like the mother. Have you ever seen that movie Tim with Mel Gibson, 1978? And yeah. I was like that, and I'm going to have a heart attack any second. You know, walking uphill. I've got two bags of vodka and lime
and cigarettes. No food. Just the essentials. Vodka,
Christy always brings the food over for me. I had sort of some health problems during the week. I couldn't keep anything down
this week.
Yeah. And she came over and brought over a whole bunch of yogurt and orange juice and,
yogurt, yes, but not orange juice.
And, chips and tomato soup and that. Again, I couldn't keep anything down. I kept throwing it up. I couldn't even drink a beer. Couldn't even drink a vodka or anything.
I'm all good now. You are a miracle, Rollo. You are a living miracle. Mm. And when people talk to me, I think I've talked about it on another show the other day. Oh no, it was probably Be Told last one. The Rolling Stones and all these other people, and particularly Guns N' Roses, other ones I was targeting.
Is Jagger still with us?
Yes, and at least he hasn't had plastic surgery. He does look like Lizzie Birdsworth off The Prisoner, sadly. But
fakeologist said we lost someone the other day. Someone greater.
The lead singer from the band Three Dog Night.
Yeah, tell us about that. What do you know about that band? Yeah,
I know a lot because Three Dog Night came out in the 60s. They were a three piece vocal group. Mm-hmm. And they sung that song that, English Australian John Farnham also had one, that song. One is the loneliest number that you've ever heard. They sang that, Shambhala, Mama Told Me Not to Come. This is the song he's shared. We could go out with that, but I think we'll go out with, there's another song that I really like by, Three Dog Night. Anyway. Mm-hmm. So this guy was making serious money and he did serious fucking drugs and just lost, he got on substance.
LSD, like real, psychedelic.
He's probably cocaine, probably methamphetamine, the rich people's drugs back in the day. Now it's the cheap people's drugs, the methamphetamine.
What was his name again? I'll look him up.
You look him up. Lead singer Three Dog Night passed away. And read it.
Three Dog Night. Okay.
Yeah. Lead singer passed away.
Keep going. Yeah.
Well, the fact that he died in 2026 to me is a living miracle. It's like you're going to be Mr. Jingles, not Mr. Bojangles.
Oh, yeah. Off the Green Mile. Yeah, the Green Mile. Green Mile.
You are going to outlive all of us and your dog and everyone, and you're going to be kind of gray-headed like cat weasel, Catweasel character roaming around going, still alive and still drinking as
the members of Three Dog Night were Danny Hutton, Michael Allsup, Paul Kingery, Dash Hutton, David Morgan, Howard Leteria, Timothy Hutton, Oh my God, look at all these past members. Corey Wells, Chuck Negron. Yeah, that's Chuck Negron.
He died.
Yeah, now, okay. Chuck Negron was born on June the 8th, 1942 and died February 2nd, 2026. It was an American singer, songwriter, the founding member of the lead vocalist at Three Dog Night. There you go. Yeah.
Moustache.
Oh, he's a good looking bloke.
Yeah. And what a fucking voice. Because he had there's three of them, but he had such a good voice. But he was in rehab. That should be the song of your life. Rehab by what's the name? the Jewish that pretended to be black. Whatever that chick was.
You'll tell the story, mate.
You know who I'm talking about. The one that died at 27. The big tits.
Janet Joplin.
No, it was another one that died at 27. Yeah. No, the latest one, the one that had the great voice.
Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, Amy Winehouse.
She drank three bottles of vodka a day. Yes. Yeah.
So,
talk about a functioning alcoholic.
Oh, yeah.
But her body couldn't handle it.
Oh.
You're right. I am going to be Mr. Jingles.
You are Mr. Jingles. So you're going to be
Mr. Jingles. Remember last week when Bella was playing Bojangles?
We said Bojangles, not Mr. Jingles. That was inadvertently funny.
Seriously, that scares me to bits. You know, if you like that, and
can you imagine imagine being 90 or whatever, and you go, oh, that's funny, and you remember a story or something from your life, and you go, I should ring him up and have a chat, and you go, oh, he died 20 years ago, he died 5 years ago. And imagine being the only one left of your group. Like, and Michael Palin must be getting close. Although he's got John Cleese and Eric Idle still alive.
That's why I love that movie Highlander so much, you know.
The curse of old age. The
curse. But he's immortal. You can't drown. And when Sean Connery comes there, he goes, you are. Yeah, and then he has another.
Sorry, it's making me nice.
They do it so well where his wife dies, Roxanne Hart, and then you can't. Yeah, I love that movie. Everyone thought it was, you know, crazy, but I thought it was. You know, Russell Mulcahy's first movie was Razorback.
Shot out in probably Broken Hill where Mad Max was shot.
Yeah, that's right. Where Grant Page did that flip over broke his leg. Yeah.
He would have been on Razorback, Grant Page.
Mm.
Razorback was actually a fairly big movie, but that was 1970. So basically they'd run out of animals that could kill you, and someone must have said, hang on a minute, wild pigs. And in New Zealand, that's a thing. And in Australia, there's wild pigs. But really, I mean, and they will eat you. That's what they reckon a lot of the IRA got rid of a lot of British soldiers who they thought were spies and captured them in the pub.
Do you know where Russell Mulcahy got his start? It was like doing music videos. He did music videos Duran Duran, counting the beat. Every time Rosie, walks through the house because she's got long nails at the moment. Every time every time she walks through the house, I think of counting the beat through 3, 4, 5. Yeah. You know, I know Kmart killed that song, but.
So Rollo, yeah. Are you telling me Russell Mulcahy did the Swingers Counting the Beat video?
Let me look it up. Let's see what music videos. Let me look it up. Russell Mulcahy.
I know he did Duran Duran.
Maybe I've got it wrong. I don't know.
I think you might have. Because that's a great video, but I reckon that the guy that the lead singer of.
Oh, it's a great song. It's a great song.
But the guy that. The guy that came up with the whole concept and everything, owned everything about that, was the guy that lead singer of the Swingers.
Right.
A Kiwi from Split Ends.
All right. Okay. Russell Mulcahy was a prolific music video director known for defining the 1980s with his aesthetic and cinematic fast-paced videos like Duran Duran, Rio, Hungry Like the Wolf, and The Wild Boys. Elton John's I'm Still Standing Like I Never Did, and sad song Queen, It's a Kind of Magic, and Bonnie Tyler's Totally Eclipse of the Heart. And he did Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles. Yeah. How about that?
But he wouldn't have done the Swingers.
No, he didn't do the Swingers. I got that totally wrong, so I'll take
that. But that's that song is fucking amazing. But can I just tell you this? As a musicologist with friends, even though the guy that exposed that it was a ripoff of another song passed away 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. The song Counting the Beat was actually a ripoff of an English pop band from the 60s.
Okay.
The whole song. Yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
Well, there are quite a few bands. Led Zeppelin didn't you say Led Zeppelin? You know, A Stairway to Heaven.
They're the most successful ripoff band ever. Ever. And they just had lawyers that would come around and sue anyone that suggested they were ripping people's music off.
You put different lyrics to it. What was the one that I remember was Blue Heaven is a Place on Earth? Belinda Carlisle, was it? And they try to say that it was a ripoff of I'm a Cowboy on a Steel Horse I Ride by Bon Jovi.
I think we've talked about it before, but where does this? I always just thought it was called Heaven is a Place on Earth, not Blue Heaven is a Place on Earth.
Oh, Blue Heaven is a Place on
Earth. I just thought it was called Heaven is a Place on Earth. Is it Blue Heaven?
Yeah, it's Blue Heaven. Yeah, you're right.
I just heard it. Heaven is a Place on Earth, not Blue Heaven.
Nah, it's all good. It's all good. Like, nothing like doing covers. I mean, doing covers, it's trying to make money off.
Deep Purple. Literally,
smoke on the water.
All of their biggest, like Black Knight, is a Ricky Nelson song. That was a Ricky Nelson. Smoke on the Water is just Beethoven's Fifth backwards. So many songs that I grew up with.
I don't think Beethoven would have minded.
I think that's what they that's rollover.
Well,
rollover and you grow because they're ripping all your music off.
You should be honoured. You should be honoured that people are ripping.
Well, we did on this show the exposed. Which I already heard from other people, obviously, but it was no exclusive. But Australian Crawl, that song was ripping. Guns N' Roses.
Oh, Errol, I would do anything just
it's whatever that other song. We played it, and it's literally Guns N' Roses. Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine was literally.
I met James Rain. Where did I meet James Rain? I met
in a pub. I'll guess in a pub.
Probably. No. He wasn't the nicest guy I've ever met, but there you go. you know, I'm just jealous that you know, you met Dave Faulkner and he was so nice to you, you know, and isn't that crazy? You were, you know, and you weren't fawning all over him. And he took out his license. He goes, geez, you look like Dave Faulkner. And he takes his license.
Here we go.
Thanks, Bella. Rick and Roller, truth me.
Is this put him? Oh, it's disappeared.
What happened? What happened? Play the song.
Ooh, heaven is a place on earth.
Yeah.
She starts every sentence starts with ooh.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh, heaven is... Hey, welcome.
Have you misunderstood it all those years? Wait, hear it again.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth?
Ooh. It sounds like Blue Heaven.
Live on truthmeets.com. Vella sets here for a karaoke encore. No, not going to do that.
No, you singing Suddenly last week was so much fun, Vella.
Susie thought it was the greatest show we've ever done, almost. And then I thought,
Susie. Mm-hmm. Big shout out there.
That's our only human listener at Rollo.
What was the number one Bojangles thing? Are you sure I wasn't doing a homophone joke?
No. Because I was talking about Mr. Jingles. Mr. Jingles. What's his name? Michael something or other that died.
Clark Duncan. Clark Duncan. Michael Duncan. Yeah.
He was going on about Mr. Jingles, and I'm always saying that Rollo was going to outlive everybody, and despite three bottles of vodka a day or 30 El Mogaloos a day at least, he's going to be the guy that's going to be still alive and looking around for his friends and all of us, except for me. I'm telling you, Rollo, I'm not dying. I'm going straight through.
I don't think Velocet's ever seen the Grandma.
I have. So where did Mr. Bojangles come into it?
Because you thought we were talking about Mr. You wanted to play Mr. Bojangles because you'd had a few El Mogaloos, obviously. And I was talking about Mr. Jingles, but you put on the song Mr. Bojangles.
Did I say I wanted to play Mr. Bojangles, or I just played it?
You did it. You played it. But you said your mother used to play Mr. Bojangles when you were little. And I was going, I wasn't talking about Mr. Bojangles. I was talking about Mr. Jungles.
But that's what I'm saying. Did I say it first, or did I just play it because it sounds the same? I might have known I was doing a joke. It could have been a homophone joke.
It could have been. Could have been.
You were drunker than.
I know the difference between Bo and no Bo.
you were drunker than us last night.
I didn't dispute that at all.
No, it was great. Suddenly you're hearing me. Yeah.
I listened back to that and I thought it was funny because the song came up naturally and then I thought I'd do a little sing to it. I don't think it was that bad.
Well, you sang along fairly accurately to the time.
Yeah, I thought I did.
You're a bad boy for love, Bella.
You don't come here. Don't come to here. Start putting shit on me. I'll start putting shit on you, Roller.
You're the one
sweating your cunt out walking with your vodka, lime, and soda and cigarettes up the hill.
And not donating anything to Truth.
You know, there's actually 30 people in Newcastle doing that at any one point in time.
More than that.
So my
daughter flew over this week to go. They're all going to Laneway tomorrow. But my son, what did I say his name was? Heinrich. He's Norman. Flying back.
Oh, Heinrich.
Norbert just flew in. It's been very complicated. So I had Norbert with me yesterday. But Norbert is right now, they're all going to New and probably going out to a bar in Erskineville or Newtown. And then they're going to Laneway tomorrow. Norbert's flying back to uni in Melbourne on Monday. And Heinrich and Enid are flying to New Zealand to the South Island on Monday. So I'm alone. I've got one cat, no children, and totally alone.
What's this flying in for laneway? They're quite the jet setters.
Rig and roller, 67 Angel.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
And you're listening to a Rick and Roller, episode number 67. 67 on Saturday, the 7th of February, 2026.
So now we've got our super duper producer here with us. What was that three?
We're going to go out with that roller.
We're going to go out with that one.
And guess what? You know the song, The Show Must Go On, written by the little
Queen.
No, Rollo, please. The little, what's his name? Little
go on.
No. When We Go, and it's a fantastic song. It's one of my favourite songs ever, and it's The Three Dog Night, and I think it's written by Leo Sayer. It's called The Show Must Go On, and it's about
All right.
It's perfect for us,
though. Okay, if we're going to go out with that, I want to ask Velocet while he's here. I've sent him a song during the week. The Pauline Pantsdown guy, the lefty that you don't
We're
like.
Not doing that. No, sorry. No, no. I've heard that Rollo, enough Rollo, over no. the years. Over the years, I've Rollo, heard that enough from
he's
you.
He's a fucking...
We're
promoting an attack on Pauline Hanson, who was another fake character in herself. Basically, it's just attacking the views that you possibly hold about private property and transvestigations or whatever.
All right.
So we're not fucking promoting that cunt because he
is... You getting to play a song like that is a zero-sum game. We all lose.
All right. Fair enough.
How's the rail going at the...
Oh, I can't tell you about the last week. I've been doing fuck all.
I know.
Been very easy.
There's been no landslides or
not that I've heard
power
of.
Cut.
Not that I've heard of.
Okay.
The railway's still working well here in the heat. And what was I going to say? Remember when you guys were here? Do you remember when you guys were here on my balcony? There was no railway. There was no rail going on. That really pissed me off. I wanted you to hear what it's like, you know, when, you know, all the cold.
I think I know what a train sounds like.
Yeah, I know you do.
Rollo, I live a three minute walk to the major railway, the North Coast Railway line. I know what trains sound like. And they make, depends on the horn that they signal when they're coming through at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Or 2 a.m.
It's awesome here. Yeah, I love all of that stuff because it doesn't bother me.
No, but it makes me feel that something's happening and you're a part of a...
I don't
find it a bad sound. I love the sound that the trains are going past. That means things are functioning in Australia, because when you don't hear them, it means bushfires or floods. Mm.
Those orange Tangaras are working perfectly, or Oscars, or whatever they call them.
The new one, the V sets are gone.
Yeah, still awesome to be here. I was going to ask Bella said something. Well, when's the next Bilderberger, Bella?
You send your money through, and then I'll book the Airbnb over the road.
Hey.
No, you need to donate to truthmeets.com. Listen, I've had some time to think about this, right? You're saying, oh, yeah, I'll donate my $600 when I come and visit. And that's all well and good. But I've got to be aware of the fact that the last time you said I'd give... Yeah, but you said you'd give me the $300 when I came to visit last time. So that, if anything, it only proves you're not a man of your word. You're just like, why would I invest? Like, shame on you, fool me once. Shame on me, you know?
I did tell you.
I'll get money when you come here. Think about that.
Right.
Well, I did. And when you... When You Crack My Skull that night.
Right.
And it was awesome.
It was awesome. Yeah,
it was.
Wasn't awesome for me. Rollo, I did. Don't retell this again. Don't change history.
I saw stars. I saw Rollo, stars that night.
You need.
It's not the first time you've fallen down under your own weight, so don't start blaming other people.
No, I'm not blaming anyone.
He's changing the subject. He needs to donate to truthmeets.com like I do every month. Maybe not on the day that I should.
Oh, my God. Virtue signaling.
You're a man of it. It's not virtues.
I think you don't understand the definition of virtue signaling.
Rollo, you were talking on the truthmeets.com.
So you're a man of your word.
He's not signaling virtue. He's literally saying virtue. He's actually pronounced. He's saying he does that. He's not pretending, you know, to look a certain way. It's a fact.
All you have to do is go on to truthmeets.com, click on the donate link, hit all.
Click on the donate link.
It has been a little slow lately, to be honest. We've got some new bumpers coming, but that's about the only activity that's going to change recently.
Oh, yeah.
But it would help. It does. A bit of money does help cover the bills, for fuck's sake, you know?
Yes. And so, Rollo, you've got a card in your wallet that you pay for. Your vodka and your Elmo. Yeah.
When you pull it out, make sure it says Commonwealth Bank and not Dan Murphy's membership.
Chrissy does all my finances, but all right.
Send $600 to Joel. Truth be told.
All right. Calm down, everybody.
Rollo, you know, stop changing the subject because you were evading what you need to do. Has put a donation into the truthmeets.com.
$600 Trust me.
Yeah. $600
It's coming tomorrow.
Then you'll get your commemorative Yeti thermos.
Can I just do a gratuitous truthmeets.com plug? I am using my Yeti every time I drive to Sydney, I go and fill up my Yeti with two or three tea bags of organic tea and milk, and I tighten it up, and as I'm driving, I sip away to Sydney and back from Sydney. The winner is Sydney. Joel, you can play that bit.
I've been loading mine with iced coffee each morning.
I would do that.
Rollo doesn't even have to put the lid on like a sippy cup. It'd be perfect for his Amogaloos every night. He'd love having that. His face will be on it, for fuck's sake.
And exactly, Rollo. I've got my own cup with my own face on it.
It'll be like you're drinking out the top of your own open head.
So look at them nervously laughing in the background. You've been caught out.
You're obviously not in front of your soundboard at the moment because when he
that's
says
not,
the winner
it's
is.
Not up and running. No.
Rollo, don't change the subject. Don't change the subject.
On Rick and Rollo 68, if I haven't given you $600.
67.
I'm a man. 66. No, I'm going to give him $666.
Yeah, do it. Fucking do it. Do it.
The soundboard's not up yet.
What are you going to do with it?
Oh yeah, when am I going to get a hooker? I want a fucking Lithgow. Give me a break.
They'll be there somewhere.
When I started Truth Meets, I created a separate account. Right. So any donations only go into the pot. It doesn't go in my bank account. I don't spend it on my groceries or shit. It literally just covers internet bills and hosting costs. That's it. And it's down. I'm the one topping it up. So you'll be helping by topping it up.
All right.
Rick tops it up as well, of course, but I'm just saying like it's not like it's funded itself. I have to put money in that account to help pay for the things. So.
Yeah. So Rollo, this is not a joke. You need to get
trust me. Rosie's taking the dog. tomorrow night, which we do every Sunday.
He's forgotten who his wife is. Rosie's his wife now.
Yeah.
And Christy sleeps on the mat.
Christy is taking Rosie.
Best in Show really did a number on you, didn't it?
Best in Show. What a great movie, eh?
Don't change the subject.
If you want to watch it again, Rick, another one on the Velocet movie service, by the way.
Oh, fantastic. Excellent. Oh, I shall do.
So where do we find the Velocet movie service again?
You'll get an account after your donation.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Get your fucking wall.
Rick will tell you how much good content it has, though, in TV and movies. It's a huge repository.
Well, it's actually high level resolution, and that's as good as you're going to get. High level resolution of lots of movies.
As good as you get. I remember that movie with Jack Nicholson. It's as good as Helen.
You're changing the subject.
The reason the soundboard's not up is because I've reallocated some server resources to doing recoding, because I've realized. My whole library was I downloaded versions of movies to save space. The TV's pretty good, but the movies was to save space. And I've realized a lot of the audio is just stereo. And I've gone, shit, I've got a surround sound system. I need to start replacing all the movies with better quality ones with the surround sound and, you know, 4K vision and everything, right? So you go online, you look around, then movies either sort of come in like a really shit quality or really too good a quality. So I've had to go, all I can do is download the insanely good Blu-rays and then compress them all myself. So I've now got one of my servers, 16 cores dedicated to doing recodes every day. So I'm like, I've got a whole big queue. I'm like recoding all these movies I've downloaded insane high quality, and then I've got to recompress them all myself to save space.
Yeah, the things you find
online are quite like some pirates compress them really small because it's just disposable. You're just supposed to watch it on your laptop in your dorm room and delete it. You know, it's not. I'm trying to keep a library with surround sound and 4K and all that to watch whenever I want. So it's meant I have to undertake this huge task of having a server running around the clock to do recompressions on things.
This is the Velocet's the new version of Netflix.
It's like Netflix. Is that what you're doing? Rick will attest, it's like when you log in, it's like Netflix. You can browse categories, look in movies, TV. It keeps it, all the artwork and descriptions are there.
So I can,
and then
I can put it on my TV.
And what it does, it knows like Netflix, it knows your user account too. So it remembers where Rick's up to in every show. Like he can continue off from where he left off last time with anything. It remembers all the playback positions. It's really neat.
Do you have any issue with copyright,
it's private.
No,
it's encrypted and private. It's not something anyone else can see unless you have a user account.
Oh, okay, that's pretty cool.
It's not like FakerTube where I just public. That's public hosting, right? This is a private site. You've got to have a login to. So no one. It's encrypted traffic. No one can see what I'm doing.
Do you edit any of the movies, or do you keep them as they were originally?
Why would I edit any of the movies? What would be the
Rollo? Rollo, you're asking.
I don't know because
Rollo's evading the whole thing about sending a donation.
The only thing I edit out is me doing karaoke. But anyway. No, and it does take a load off that I find out there's this beautiful large Airbnb across the road. You could put up D Train and V over there with you and Rick. It's got like four bedrooms, double bedrooms, so there'd be plenty of space if you just put that out for a few nights.
Christy's keen to come down. Christy's keen to come down to Lithgow.
I doubt she's going to share a bedroom with you, so that's one more bedroom it's going to take up.
No. No, apparently Rick's going to stay at your place. And me and Chrissy are going to stay at the Airbnb, yeah.
Okay. I'm glad you got it all figured out.
Yeah, and you're going to cook me a nice veggie burger.
Yes, I will do that. Special sauce. I will do that.
A veggie patty.
It'll be beans and mushroom and carrot and corn and a whole bunch of vegetables smushed into a patty.
Is Rosie allowed to come with it?
No, Rosie has to go to a kennel, Roller. A kennel. She has to go to a kennel.
No, Rosie hasn't been vaccinated, so she's not allowed in kennels.
Mm.
Can I just say, yesterday I went. Yesterday me and Norbert went to a cafe in Balmain. As I was walking into a cafe, I saw there's a guy sitting at the front. And this cutest little kind of weird one of those hydro. I call them hydro puppies. This tonight I decided to call them that. It's like a crossbreed. It'd be a labradoodle or whatever. One of those things. Tiny little thing. And I said, oh, what a cute dog. And, the guy said to me, he goes, she's cute, but she needs to get another vaccine because she's not allowed to play with other dogs. She needs to get another vaccine. And I was like, I looked at, Norbert and he goes like, dads, don't say anything, you know, don't embarrass me. You know, I know what you like. And I just went, oh, okay, fantastic. You're going to go take your dog and get it shot up with some toxic slurry of shit. And it's going to die of cancer in about 6 to 7 years' time, as usual. And that's the way it is. People are vaccinating their dogs and cats.
Here we go. Let me read you an ex post. Too baffled. We've had three dogs, and none of them are vaccinated. Every dog we did have died of cancer. Died of cancer.
Did you share that today? That I saw that. And I agree with it.
There's Boris looking a bit sad. Poor Boris. Ear infection.
I know, but guess what Boris gets done on a regular basis? He gets vaccinated. So that's possibly, if he was my dog, no vaccines.
Yeah.
Would be
No way. None of us should be taking those fucking clot shots. look at Resmat Jeff's dogs there. Beautiful.
Yeah. I think you can get away with
Verilicious dog Ranger. I think he's about 14. He's 14 now.
I think he's about, is he 14 or 15? Or maybe 16. He's incredible. I mean, I met him. I had him in my van. And, they have to help kind of, you know, obviously his back of his legs, he can't get up on steps and stuff like that, but he's amazing dog. Still alive. Okay. I don't know
if he's Resmart Jeff has horses as well, so you can see the dog with the horses.
Beautiful.
There's Boris again. There's Rosie again.
I love the way Rollo's deflecting off the donation thing by changing the subject into people's dogs.
There's your lizards. Your lizards. Me, I love Dublin. I reckon that's my t-shirt with, trust me, he's going to get $600.
Well, fucking do it, man, because you've promised the last time. You keep promising calm these
down.
Things.
All right, calm down. Rick!
No, not Rick. Rollo stick some money in Joel's account. And you just have to do it.
I told you tomorrow I'll do it.
Rollo.
For fuck's sake.
You're on record right. here. You're on
if, record if you, here. If you keep this up, I'm going to hang up. I'm going to do a John LeBron on your ass.
Is that a threat or a promise?
Well, a threat is I'm going to punch you in the face. A promise is when I punch you in the face. Don't fucking piss me off.
No. Stick
I'll
some
get,
money.
I'll get creepy.
Rollo,
leave it alone.
Okay, you're feeling guilty.
Leave it.
Rollo, you're on live air. And I love this. You're on live air being recorded. Keep on.
Right.
Keep
on, leave keep it on. The fuck alone.
Then stick some fucking money in his bank account. Simple as that. Boom.
I'm not in charge of the fucking.
When I
do it next week, will you say sorry?
Yes, if you do it, I will.
There you go. Well, then
I will bow and say,
"Go,
Rollo, your throats are empty. Your
Christ
throats are
Almighty,
empty.
You are annoying. When you want to be annoying, how many fucking beers have you had?
Four.
You're pissing me off.
Four. Yeah, because
leave me the fuck alone about money.
No, because you are an Indian giver. You pretended to give me all sorts of things over the past, and you never fronted with it. And I'm confronting you with your
the car is still sitting. We can go and grab it.
and get arrested.
We can go grab it if you want to.
No, we can't. No, we can't because we get arrested.
Yes,
afterwards.
We can. Yes, we can. No, we won't. No, we won't.
Well, I don't want the car. I just want you to. So all you have to do is put $30
leave,
a week.
Leave
month.
The 600. No, leave the 600 bucks alone. It's going there tomorrow. Okay, I heard you the first
time. Okay, if it doesn't, you're listening.
Rick and Roller, 67.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to another conversation.
Or your preoccupation
on truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now on with the conversation.
The art of conversation.
Don't bring the money up again, or I'll punch you in the fucking face, you cunt.
Rollo, if you could pick your own fist up and put it in that direction, I'd be very surprised.
You're listening to... Shut up, Rollo. You're listening to the Truth Meets Community Radio Station, and we're playing another track from Jimi Hendrix. It's going to be...
Fuck off, Ken. It's absolutely useless.
It's all good.
He died at 27.
We have it. We have it on tape now. Rollo said it. I'll cut that clip, and then that'll be the bumper until he does it.
All right, you get your $600 and use it on hookers and bleed.
I'm not going to be doing that.
Rollo, please don't insult the man. Anyway, Rollo, yeah,
you got no appreciation for what I do here.
Rollo, you know,
what are you talking about? What are you talking about? I know
you're last night, producer with a Medusa.
Yeah.
Last night, I got onto my van at 7 minutes to 8. I don't know how, but I did it. I finished all my work, drove back. From the winner is up to my house. And I always put on 96.3 Coastal FM, whatever it's called. And this, I'm telling you, the guy that hosts the show, this is community station. This is what community radio does. It provides actual music that you're not going to hear if you switch on a Triple M or Triple J or whatever. It's music that you're not going to hear. If you're listening to mainstream media. And I'm telling you, it keeps me alive listening to community radio, and that particularly 96.3 or 93.6, whatever it's called.
Why are they so low on the FM dial? Like, we're always higher when we did.
Yeah, I don't know. No idea.
We were 101.3, and then you said a couple of weeks ago.
It's 104.1.
They went 104, and they went higher up on the dial.
Yeah. And that was the old Triple M dial in Sydney.
It's just to prevent overlap.
Is it?
If you have, for example, I used to work for 99.7 in the Shire. They won't allocate another 99.7 for so many kilometres, so there's no interference, you know, like the next 99.7 might be on, you know, closer to Broken Hill or something, you know, they just keep them all separated because the same frequencies are used over for different stations.
AM goes further than FM, doesn't it? Is that right, Bella?
Yeah. It's a much bigger signal. And I'm still a big fan of it. Look, and I remember it was interesting that Norbert, when he was young, said, "Dad, I love when we go to Sydney because you always put on that." Because he goes, that reminds me of my childhood when you put on that. Because I go when I drive into Sydney, I always switch it on to 2GB or 2UE. And 2UE is now like a songs of the 60s and 50s and
really?
70s. Yeah, oh yeah, it's now a music station. 954.
Turn 2UE into a music station.
2UE was competing with 2GB. So when Fairfax Media bought it all out, they ran 2UE into the ground. So 2GB would be the dominant talk radio force.
And so
then they took their formats like 2CH and put that on 2UE to keep. Yeah, just so there's like crap. The only thing to listen to is 2GB. Otherwise, the rest is all crap music. So.
Yeah, can you believe it? And this is what I've been going on about, because back in 1980 when Rollo was in Sydney working at the Westpac, '80s, '90s, you had 2UW, 2UE, all of the ABC stations.
I used to listen to 2KY for Ron Casey.
2KY, Ron Casey. All of those talkback stations got removed, and now you've got one, and that is the 2GB, which is giving you your information now. And then is actually syndicated all around the place, except for where I am.
Yeah, when 2MMM came into town, I was 1988, I was working for Westpac. When 3MMM came into town on FM,
that was
and Doug Murray and Andrew Denton, everybody
later, Andrew Denton. Originally, it wasn't. So Mulray came.
It was 1988. Yeah, it was 1988. I remember.
And so they brought in Doug Mulray from Double J, which is what ABC was.
Yeah, Double J. Yeah, he started on Double J, and then it became Triple J when Triple J went to FM.
Rod, so the guy that ran that whole show was Rod Muir. Mm. And he took over, and he was a very clever. He was like the Villaset of the podcasting of FM. He was a really clever. He knew radio, how powerful it was.
I remember the very first day they went to air, and I listened to it. 104.9 it was on the FM dial, MMM, And fucking Doug Morrow was talking about the first episode of The Simpsons or something. I'd watched it the night before, and he was just laughing his ass off. And it was just crazy good.
Simpsons.
Who were the caller inners to Doug Morrow? He used to do voice acting, didn't he?
Everything that you hear on on Rick and Rollo is parody of FM radio. Most of it, you know, when you got Klaus Schwab coming in, you've got, as Auntie, et cetera, et cetera. This is completely. Hilda von Klinkenschwab. Everything, this is complete parody of Mulray's original Triple M show. He had the Alan Jones character, what's his name? Gloria. Ringan.
That's right. Yeah. Oh my God, this is pure nostalgia.
It was the same voice actor who I won't be able to remember.
It's the guy that did the CC ads.
Apparently, we're talking about crystal meth. He got hooked on crystal meth back in the 80s or whatever. Mm. Yeah, and had terrible issues. But he was the funniest, like his wit and like his mole rate. Like what me and you do with, the actual Klaus Schwab that rings up on the Rick and Roll.
Is Klaus there at the moment? Have we got Klaus on the line?
Roro, this is Klaus.
G'day, Klaus.
Formerly of the World Economic Forum.
Formerly from the world. Are you still running? Hey, Klaus.
I've just come back from forking my partner, and they are very happy, and they are in their little balls.
Why are you so happy? You've been kicked out of the World Economic Forum.
Roro, they have made a huge mistake to get the odds.
Why?
Of me, because I wanted to do, or I keep saying sis, that's Z-I-S-S, is to get ahead of lots of useless eaters.
Klaus, let me bust in. Is English not your first language?
No, Roro,
I'm from
Germany, C-H-E-R-M, whatever.
I understand that, but why do you have to keep doing the, I have to spell, I can speak English, and so English is not your first language, German. Klaus, speak some German for me.
Speak some German. German is that C-H.
I drive from C-7. Do it, Klaus.
No, I don't.
Can you speak German?
Yeah, but Roro, of course. Course.
Can you speak French? Un, deux, trois.
Very clever. That's very clever. That's C-L-A-F-F-F-E-R. Of you, Roro. But no, Roro.
I think you're a monster. I don't think you can speak any other language. I think you're actually, your English, I think you're a faker. I think you're faking it.
Roro, how dare you say this? You know, I just came back from...
I'm not afraid of you, Uncle Roro, Klaus. I'm not afraid of you.
Roro, you're not a relation of mine, but you are... I love L-U-F-F. Coming.
What are you talking about? You're my uncle.
C-O-M-I-N-K. No, Roro, I love to be on the Icon Roro show because you're the only one that listens to me and lets me come on to your shows.
All right. Well, get back to walking the piranha. Put Rick back on. Fuck off.
I'm back. Roro, I'm back. you called him in. He apparently turns up. And it was interesting. Is it any good?
Thank you, Klaus. Klaus always brings the mood up, doesn't he? The WEF. What are they up to? They just had their Davos thing recently, didn't they?
Switzerland.
What are they up to now? They wanted to get on digital IDs or something. So
yes.
A bit like. What Albanese wants us to, so we can't talk. Everything we say is hate speech. If you have a go at governments or whatever, you just,
Everything that you say anywhere near, I'm going to hazard a guess, anywhere near, say, and I'm just walking into a room now, even though my children have all left the nest at the moment. There's an Xbox, a PlayStation, my TV in the front room.
What's your favorite game to play, Rick?
I don't play Rollo.
Super Mario or something? Super Mario?
No, they play these games and they're into these games. They're into retro gaming is a big thing though, and there's no doubt about that. Norbert came back from Japan 2 weeks ago. And he went to the all these gaming museums. Apparently, Japan's absolutely the place. If me and you are going to go anywhere, you should go to Japan because it sounds absolutely fantastic.
No, I want to go to Melbourne with you. I just want to go to Melbourne.
Okay. Well, if you want to come, then we'll stay at the casino. Which is apparently
the same. Oh, yeah, we'll go to the casino and play some blackjack.
Stay at the casino because there's.
It's quite expensive to stay at the casino. Might have to stay at an Airbnb. Yeah?
Or whatever.
Really?
Really?
The casino on the Yarra there is a beautiful casino. I love it down there. I don't want to go to South America again, you know, with
Why would you go to fucking South America unless you're
with Gaia?
With Gaia.
Mm. It was the worst thing I ever did.
I would say so. I'm trying to think I'm going to find Santa Jolo. The show must go on by Three Dog Night, the original version.
Yeah, we're going to go out with that.
Do you remember, and he lives in the Whitties, Sydney now, Leo Sayer, little fat, curly hair.
He lives here in Newcastle.
I think he's in Sydney.
What was his biggest hit? Let me just grab my.
But the show must go on. Got covered by Three Dog Night and the lead singer we just talked about.
Okay.
There
we go.
Rick
and Roll, Freedmate.
This
Rick
is
and Roll, Freedmate.
No, that's his biggest hit.
You make me feel.
That was definitely
Leo. Leo, that's Leo. So let's see, super duper producer. I couldn't even look it up quicker than that. Yeah. He lives here. I think he's definitely still with us.
Of course he is. Absolutely still with us.
I remember him from Countdown years ago. He was, personality plus type guy, you know what I mean?
Of course I can.
Yes.
That's terrible. Why can't I not find the original show? There we go. Watch on YouTube.
All right. Leo's
I'm a
He's 77 years old. He was born on the 21st of May 1948 and has been an Australian citizen
For about 29 years.
He's a bit like me, you know. I was born over there as well. Oh, he's still looking good.
Do you think?
Look, his voice is still good.
Yeah, it's good. He's a great singer.
He reminds me of the Bee Gees, you know, with those. But he was on his own, whereas the Bee Gees, the Brothers Gibb, they had the Staying Alive. And I always thought of them as Australians. I don't know for what reason. But they're not Australians, are they? The Brothers Gibb, are they? The Bee Gees?
Only one. And I just said, so the show's going to be called Donation Pending. We're not going to forget about this, Rollo, at all. The Donation Pending episode of Rick and Rollo. Rollo, I just did it with my card. I pressed the button and I sent money to him. We are trespassing on. We could be doing a welcome to country for Jollo. We are trespassing on.
All right. I've had enough of this. Senator Bellow, what's the song we're going out with?
The Show Must Go On, The only way it's going to go on is by donations.
I heard you crack that beer there.
Yeah, a better beer. Yeah, fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Yeah, so I've had, when I just say this, Rollo, I would say, hazard a guess.
Apparently, the Bee Gees were born in England, but their parents moved to Brisbane. So they grew up in Brisbane. That's what it's saying.
But when you go to Redlands in Brisbane, Joel, there are statues of the Bee Gees everywhere.
Okay. Oh, they're awesome.
I knew they had something to do with Australia, but I guess for musical success, they then moved back to the UK.
Yes, of course. And then,
The only one left is Barry, isn't it? Barry's the only one left. Yep.
Yeah, because
we lost Robin. We lost...
Andy was the... Cocaine. We lost Andy the first one. Apparently, it was cocaine related. Mm. And I'm telling you, apparently, the Bee Gees were the biggest pushers of cocaine ever. They were like the Rolling Stones for bourbon, cigarettes, and heroin.
That's
the Bee Gees were pure cocaine.
That's my cup of tea. I could snort cocaine. Sweet cocaine all day long.
Everyone could, Rollo. All it is, what's his name from Robin Williams said, cocaine is hyperinflated coffee. It makes you feel like you have a great cup of coffee, it makes you feel good. Cocaine's like it's like 10 to 15 times better feeling than a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Both of them are bad for you.
Robin Williams, what was his last Night at the Museum? And he never got see them. I like Night at the Museum.
Not bad.
If you're on YouTube, you have to say unalived yourself. But
yes, you do.
He hung hung himself.
Anyway, before I go, Rollo, can I just say this? Faco and myself went on to the Mark Devlin show. It's had 3,000 plus listens on YouTube. You're listening?
Rick and Rollo 67. Rick and Rollo 67.
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going to truthmeets.com and clicking on the donate link. Click on the donate link.
You're listening to the Roland Rico Show on Truth Meets Community Radio Station, 91.9, whatever, on truthmeets.com, be told, whatever.
Thanks, Kev.
He's getting Kev. A bit old.
I think
Kev needs to go to bed very shortly.
I'm sure he does.
He's about 85. Anyway, Rob.
Yeah, Robin Williams. He you brought it up. The Night of the Museum. I absolutely love that. I love that. He never got to see it.
Yes, he did. He was around. There's two or three movies of Night Museum. Ben Stiller, et cetera. Yeah. So he would have seen at least the first one. Because he was playing.
No. I'm talking about the last movie he ever made. And he was worried about his mind going on his, this is real life, not.
Allegedly.
And you saw the last picture he ever had, you know,
he became a rogue fisherman YouTuber after he changed identities. Well, there's a lot of people that think that. Be told.
Well, that's fakeology for you, if you want to believe that. The first time I ever saw him was on Happy Days.
Yes,
he played Mork the Orc. That's right. Mm. And I wasn't allowed to watch commercial TV back then.
Yeah, but you remember that. Happy Days jumped the shark. Mm. The whole thing of the word jump shark came from Happy Days. So they started bringing aliens, and the Flintstones did the exact same thing with that. Oh, yeah, they brought an alien onto the Flintstones back in 1967 or 68.
Oh, I love the Flintstones when I was a kid, when they were, you know, flogging. Yabba dabba doo. And they were flogging Winstone cigarettes.
Everything. Yeah, for sure. And credit cards, because Wilma and Betty used to go about char. Budget, you know, like run off and use the husband's credit cards to go shopping. Credit cards got hyped up on the Flintstones as well.
What did you think of the real life one with John Goodman and
terrible? No interest. Right, I'm an original. Unless it is exactly the same as what I grew up with, I'm not interested. And the Flintstones
in remakes or.
And then they brought in
the Hanna-Barbera.
Hanna-Barbera were actually based in Sydney doing their animation.
Were they? Yeah, they were.
Yep. Brilliant. Not based, but they actually had a Hanna-Barbera office in Sydney, and I knew people that worked. And even the Golden Skidmark / Noise Level, he worked for Disney, and I think Hanna-Barbera He knew all about it. He was an animator.
What cartoon did he? I know he was, but
Disney. He was working.
He worked on which one? The dinosaur one, wasn't it?
I can't really remember.
I'll have to look it up. I love 2D animation. The 3D animation I really liked to start with. you know, with Toy Story and that, and it was fantastic. But
I still prefer 2D.
Yeah,
I like 2D as well. But the Flintstones, Hanna-Barbera, and Disney were in the weather is Sydney recruiting young people that could do animation, paying them a fucking zero amount of money, just like your donations to truthmeast.com. Sorry, I have to bring that one up.
Fuck's sake.
Hey, dude, I'll just send a donation in. Of course I'm going to give you a hard time. Of course I'm going to. But no, that's right. A fact.
Have you found that song yet?
I've already sent it to Joel. The show must go on.
All right.
Three Dog Night. All right. And Three we just Dog lost Night. The lead singer. Here we go.
Here we go.
Mute.
Truthmeast.com. All right, guys. An after show?
Yeah, a bit after. Chuck, because you really did live your life and you lived a really wild life. So it's a really big shout out to Chuck, who passed away.
That was a great change.
Of course, yeah. That was written by Leo Sayer, though, because Leo Sayer does a fantastic version as well.
Man, we're honored to be a part of such great musicians. And
you got to shout them out. You got to shut them out.
Yeah, exactly. I I saw Leo Sayer one time. On the Central Coast.
Yes, he lives down there. I never got to meet him.
I never got to meet him. No.
Yeah, he's over here, and like he did his version is good. The guy's got a great voice. There's no doubt about that. But he wrote some fantastic songs, but the Three Dog Night.
What was that all about? What was the song all about again?
It's about a guy that's he doesn't like being in a big crowd of people, but he's got to let the show go on, whatever. You know, we can identify.
The show must go on. Every time you say the show must, all I think about is Queen and Freddie Mercury and.
These were entertainers of the 70s or 60s, whatever. And the last bastion of
this is the Rick and Rollo after show. So, yeah.
Which will be pinned on to the whole show because we're not going to separate the show.
I've definitely got a song to go out with.
As long as it's not that fucking.
It's a metal church song.
Excellent. Fantastic.
Do you like metal? Do you like metal church?
I do.
And it speaks to me. And I sent it to Velo, and I'll send it to him again. I'll send it to him again. Well, like I'll send the $600 bucks that you keep. Absolutely. I mean, that's so funny. I like it. Now, Jolo will.
Are you finished? Because we've just gone to the after show, and are you saying you're finished? You can talk about anything you want to talk. Truthmeets.com.
Well,
Can I keep finishing? Show. Ab contacted me on or whatever night it was, and he said, "Do you want to come on and talk to Mark Devlin?" And I said, "This is Mark Devlin. Mm-hmm. He's got some fairly. I'll just say this: he doesn't have lizards and dogs and cats listening to him. He's got about hazard a guess about 22,000 or 25,000 subscribers on his YouTube channel." Forget about the rest of it. The guy has spoken to David Icke, et cetera. He's spoken to some of the.
I remember him. Women. Yeah, David Icke. I remember David Icke. Yeah. He used to be a soccer guy. And
he was.
A commentator. And then he became a conspiracy. Conspiracy theorist. That's right.
And somehow keeps publishing. I mean, I got one of his books or two of his books in 1997. That's a long time ago. And I remember going through it and going, and I was a conspiracy theorist 20 years before that. So I knew what he was talking about. And I was going, holy fuck, how can one person compress that much information into one book? I'm suggesting there's a group of people, just like Stephen King, writing his books. He says some great stuff. He also says some stuff that's not so great. But he's a very likable. I mean, this guy, when he comes to the witty Sydney, he does a 15-hour show, not a 2-hour show, not a 3-hour show, up to 15 to 20 hours live on stage. So the David Icke members get their money's worth, I'll just say that. But do I believe everything he says? I believe, 75%. 75%, fantastic. But I can hear some strange music.
75%, yeah.
But yeah, no, interesting stuff. And Rick and Rollo 67, which we've now demolished, and we can talk about whatever we want to talk about. So
no, we're all good.
Or anything you want to talk about?
Toilet
paper.
I'm sitting here on the back balcony in my undies, looking at the golf ball that somehow magically appeared in my, and there's Rosie sitting in front of me. So I've got nothing else to say. So I want to go. I want to go out with.
Are we dead yet?
Yeah, go.
No, toilet paper. Are you aware how toxic toilet paper is for your bottom, Rollo? Are you using organic toilet paper? Apparently, it's really toxic. There's a lot of toxins.
Well, the golden skid mask got a B-day or something, doesn't he?
Yes.
That washes your bum.
Norbert came back from Japan, the thing he talked about the most was that there was heated toilet, all the toilets, just like South Park said, when you go to the toilet in Japan, you've got heated seats that spray your bottom. It's BOTTO.
When you sit down in the cold.
And it cleans your bottom after you've done a poo.
I want one of them.
Yeah.
I just got a normal toilet. So am I.
And I buy normal toilet paper, but I've been contacted by various people saying to me, have you looked into toilet paper? So a lot of the toilet paper is so full of chemicals. So when you put it on your bottom. I hate to be saying these words, bottom.
That's all right. This is the Rick and Roll at 67 after show. Yeah. When I break my arm, Velocet Jollo.
Did he wipe your bottom?
No. I couldn't wipe my ass with my right hand. Now I have to wipe my ass with my left hand because my right arm still doesn't work properly.
Yeah, I've got the same problem, Rollo. I totally.
Mm.
It's a very
difficult. So I switched overnight. This is the most important subject ever
to talk about.
Well, if you really want to talk about taking a shit, the best thing I ever heard in my life was Roy Scheider, who in Jaws. Do you remember him?
Yes.
The last thing he ever did was a little thing on Family Guy, how to take a shit.
Yep.
And it's true. Cause I think about it every day when I sit on the throne to evacuate. What Roy Scheider said is don't try and push it. Read the newspaper or look at your tablet or listen back to Rick and Roll at 67 after show. Until you relax. And then it'll come. But if you push it, you can do yourself damage.
Well, that's what's happening to people. So they're using toilet paper. Apparently, if you're not buying organic toilet paper, and I'm guilty of this.
Are you doing cash for comment now? Are you doing cash? You sound like you're trying to sell something or something.
All I do is advise things on the Rick and Rollo show, all the Be Told shows, all the Bong Conversations. I do not come out with, and I'm suggesting that there could be a there with the amount of bowel cancer going on for those people that unfortunately took a clot shot.
All you have to do is the Gerson therapy. Slow grind carrots and you'll be fine. If you crook for a week, you'll come good.
Don't add vodka to it.
I mean, that's just me because that's...
raw cabbage.
Yeah, exactly. Have you ever seen that that guy, the baseballer, talking about how now it's a guy from the Kansas City Royals? Oh man, it's the funniest thing. He's talking about he's in Vegas or something, and he can't hold his sphincters shut. Every time he walks, it's just like he ate bad crabs or something at some restaurant, and he's like every step he takes.
It is like water running down his leg.
What are you doing giving advice on when I'm on the toilet daily? All you fucking consume is carrot juice and vodka and then throw it up. You don't need a fucking bidet, you just need a water pick for your teeth.
That's it.
A water pick could actually be used as a bidet as well. So I didn't think of that. Right, actually, Joel, so you could use a water pick to help. You're listening,
Rig and roll,
Joel.
Rig and roll, Joel.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
You're listening to Rick and Rollo After Show, episode number, we were on 67, so we were on 67.
The Kansas City Royals don't have pinstripes, do they?
Possibly.
Can you play that when he's talking? I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you right now. Will you play it in the after show?
Play what?
No, I can
the
do
dude
that.
Talking to him.
Something that he's watching.
The dude.
If there's something you need me to play, I'll do it now in the show. I'm not attaching it later.
Yeah.
Send me the link and I'll do it now.
I'll find it for you. It's the funniest thing. And they captured the whole audio. Keep talking, guys. I'll find this.
Well, I can keep talking.
It's the funniest thing you've ever heard.
Is this South Park we're talking about?
No, this is real. This is real. It was the audio was caught. I Family Guy actually gave it to me. Okay, so it's Kansas City Royal guy.
While you're looking for that thing, I got my blinds installed finally, which I'd ordered at pre Christmas. I've got an actual roller blind in my bedroom, which I can just. I'm just doing it now.
Roland's roller blind.
Rollo's roller blinds. And I'm happy I've got these roller blinds. I got rid of my curtains because curtains, I'm telling you, all I do, curtains do is hold moisture and mold in your house. Get rid of your curtains, get roller blinds, and what I'm going to do is add some lightweight, some kind of nice color material, clear stuff to make it look a bit more colorful. But I'm so happy with my new roller blinds. Roland roller blinds, that was Roland roller doors we were talking about before on the previous show. Whatever. But, you know, roller blinds are the new thing to have. Or those very expensive timber shutters. But I can't afford that. I'd love to be able to afford that, but at the moment.
Venetians.
Yeah, I love them. Timber Venetians. Absolutely fantastic. But, I'm now in my giant empty house. No children. My children are all going to be... Not overseas. Well, two of them be overseas.
Found it.
Can you send it to Jollo?
Found it. Here we go. I'm gonna send it to Jollo right now. All right.
Send it.
I'll edit that against the money clip. I'll send it to Joel right now.
there you go. Can you play this? It's George Brett. It's his pants.
Part of the left side. I shit my pants last night. I did. Went out and had a great meal, just a great fucking meal. I had to go to the bathroom so bad in the car. I'm going, Trow, hurry up, man. I got shit. I had fucking shit in my pants. And I went.
Is that it?
No, keep going.
I'm good twice a year for that. When was the last time you shit your pants?
Me?
Yeah. Been a while?
It's been a long time.
I was in Vegas a couple years ago. Just an honest to God true story. Staying at the Bellagio. I went over the Mirage for dinner, met some friends of mine over there. Went to Kokomo's, a great little steakhouse. The guy brings out some fresh crab legs. These just came in. I got to give them to you guys. I'm eating them. Then we go play gamble a little bit. Then I had a tea time early in the morning. So I said, look, I got to get going. I'm walking back to the hotel. I get three quarters of the way out of the lobby, and all of a sudden I go, oh, fuck. And I'm standing here like this. I got my butt pinched so fucking. I'm fucked. I can't move. All of a sudden, you know, felt all right. I went just like this. Water.
No way.
I had some food poisoning from the crabs. Take off my leather jacket.
Hey, other side.
Tied it around my waist. And I'm just standing there, and it's just running down my leg. I got jeans on, black Bucks, no socks. And I just start fucking walking. Every time I'm walking, something's coming out. It's water. Straight fucking water. Then, to check how sick I was, then I'm standing outside, I got my cell phone, and I call the guy. I said, Larry, you won't believe this. I'm standing outside the fucking Bellagio. I can't move. I got shit everywhere. I shit all over myself. And Larry's about a 48 waist. So he brings me over a pair of pants and some towels. And so he comes over and he meets me where I'm standing. I tell him where I'm standing. He finds the closest bathroom. When you go up the escalator, you go into the fuck. I can't get in the elevator.
But you are not. You lose.
So he goes in, he finds the closest bathroom in the lobby of the hotel, and then I get in the escalator, and he kind of pretends like he dropped something so no one gets behind me, tells me where it is. I go in there, he goes and gets the towel all wet for me, throws it over the fucking stall. I take off all my fucking clothes, just wipe off, left my shoes, my pants, everything right there, the towels right there in the stall, and I'm walking barefoot with my shirt and his pants that are 48 waist through the lobby like this at midnight. Got up in the morning, took the most perfect double tapered shit I've ever had in my life. True story. Who's the pitchers in this game?
Who was this?
George Brett. Oh my god, that's the funniest story I've ever heard. And they got that. They
Why is he telling that story? Everyone is trying to like walk away.
Yeah,
they're all warming up on the field, and then he's telling this story, and all the teammates are trying to walk away, and he keeps following him and telling the story. It's like he doesn't stop, and then they're all trying to uncomfortable. They're all trying to move away.
Everybody remembers that. Family guys everywhere.
When was the last time you shat yourself, Rollo?
Shit my pants in public?
Probably days ago.
Not in public, just any time. Just any time.
Rollo, was that
I can't remember that.
Was that the character that George Costanza's boss was in Seinfeld?
No, this is a coach for the Kansas City Royals.
Oh, okay.
George Brett, and he this is serious. Yeah.
Oh, believe it.
And they just managed to catch the audio somehow, and it was beautiful the way he said, "I can't take a step because shit or water running down my leg because he had bad crabs a lot." He's talked the story over and over many times.
I know. Look. Can I be honest? Crabs, any crustaceans that you're eating, and particularly prawns. I'm not into that food, and I've never been into it because you're basically eating bottom feeders, and that's what they're called, bottom feeders. That this filter.
I heard lobster was like no good to eat, but apparently now everybody loves it. I don't know. I'm a vegetarian.
You're vegan.
I'm a vegetarian. I still eat treats.
Yep. Although, can I just say this before I go? Mm. Have you heard? And I actually brought it up in the last show or whatever. The cheese, if you're going to eat cheese, you've got to get it sourced from Europe where it's not using Pfizer that took over the cheese manufacturing in America.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. And they said just European cheese. And when I was at Coles tonight, I looked for some European cheese. It's like it's like double the price. And like food is so expensive now.
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy.
It was fucking
I put vegan cheese on my pizzas when I make them myself. But there you go. Mm. We'll do that when we get down for the Bilderberger. All right. If you've got to go, I'd like to go with Metal Church.
I love Metal Church.
Yeah, it's called Anthem. It's quite long, but it's called Anthem to the Estranged.
Okay. I love Metal Church.
It's got a lot of metal in it, but it starts a bit sort of acoustic. And then the words will mean a lot. Okay, can we go with that, Bella?
Okay.
We can.
Good
night, guys.
I'm going to go. See you guys.
Great show. Rick and Roller, 67, truthmeets.com. There we go.
Love. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're listening to Conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.